Hey guys, welcome to Storytelling with Kennedy
and Peyton. Today we're going to be telling the story of Rapunzel and the Enchanted Lettuce.
Lettuce and onions and radishes red grow in the ground, for winter is dead. Lettuce grow tender and crisp and big, while I till the soil, I dig, dig, dig.
What is that noise, John? It sounds so weird.
It's the old witch. She's out digging in her garden again.
Oh, I thought I recognized that strange, weird sound. Let me look at her, John.
Don't let her see you, Marion. She's a frightful person. She might put some kind of curse on us. Please be careful. Hide behind that curtain, please.
I will. Oh, John, she looks terrible. But look at that lovely lettuce in her garden. I've watched it ever since the first sign of it appeared above the ground. Oh, how good it looks, doesn't it? And I long for some of it. Oh, John, I've never wanted to think so much of my life as some of that lettuce. Call to her and ask her if we can buy some of it. That can't do any harm. She might be very glad to sell some of it. Please, John.
Oh, very well, if you insist. I'll try. Oh, good morning, madame.
Eh? Who calls me?
I do. I'm up here at the window overlooking your garden.
Oh, there you are. Well, well, well. What do you want?
Would you sell us some of that lovely-looking lettuce? We'd be very grateful. Please say yes.
Oh, please, good lady. We will pay whatever you ask for, and we'll return your kindness, too. Will you?
Sell this lettuce? Indeed I won't.
Oh, I wish you would. You have no idea how badly I want some of it.
And you have so much, neighbor. I'll be happy to pay you and pay you well.
Don't you know that I'm a witch? That I enchant people?
Why, we heard it, but we didn't believe it.
Well, it's true, my friend. And from this lettuce, I make my magic potions. Of course you can't buy it. Now go about your business and don't bother me again if you know what's good for you. Lettuce and onions and radishes red grow in the ground, for winter is dead.
But madame, forgive me if—
Silence! Don't address me again. Lettuce grow tender and crisp and big.
Oh, the horrid old thing. Shut the window. I can't bear that idiotic chant.
Now calm yourself, Marion. You'll be ill. Please stop crying.
You don't care if I die.
Of course I care, but what can I do?
Get me some of that lettuce. I can't help it. I want it so.
Very well. Tonight when it is quite dark, you shall have the lettuce. We won't even light the lamp, so she'll think we aren't at home.
Oh, John, I know I shouldn't ask you to do this. I know I'm being unreasonable, but I feel I shall be well and happy once more if I can only have a little taste of it.
All right, Marion. If it's within my power, I'll get it for you tonight.
Are you tired of the same old routine? Ready for a change that will revitalize your life?
Introducing Revive Energy Drink, the ultimate solution to kickstart your day. Packed with natural ingredients and a burst of flavor, Revive will keep you energized and focused from dawn till dusk.
Say goodbye to sluggish mornings and hello to productivity. Try Revive Energy Drink today and experience the difference.
Available at your nearest Target, Walmart, and Smith's. Revive your energy, revive your life.
Aha! I've caught you!
Oh, let go of me, please! Please let me go!
Trying to steal my lettuce, were you? After I told you, you couldn't have it. I have quite a score to settle with you.
Have pity on me, witch.
Why should I? No, I'll teach you to steal. I'll put a curse on you.
Oh, no, don't do that. I didn't want to steal. I tried to buy it first. I wanted to be honest, but you wouldn't let me be. And my little wife, who has been terribly ill, says she will die unless she has some of this lettuce. Please try to understand and forgive me.
Well, you were honest with me. All right, I'll make a bargain with you.
What is it?
You may have all the lettuce you want, if you will promise that should you ever have a daughter, you will give her to me for my own.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't make that promise.
Very well, then. That was your only chance. You refused it. Now, I shall put a curse on you and your wife. Prepare. From henceforth, you shall both be—
No!
I promise. I swear. Our first daughter will be yours. Don't enchant us. Don't hurt my little wife. Please.
That's better. Very well. I have your word, and I'll hold you to it. Your first daughter belongs to me. Now take the lettuce and go back to your wife and tell her the good news.
Oh, my sweet, sweet baby. Look, John. Look how she wrinkles up her funny little nose.
Of course, your mother shouldn't make fun of your nose. I don't blame you, daughter dear.
What shall we call her, John? Something that goes with her beautiful golden hair. Look, dear, how tiny she is, and even now her hair touches the ground.
Something that will be as beautiful as she is. What shall it be?
I'll settle that. You didn't expect to see your daughter so soon, did you?
What are you doing here, witch?
You promised your first daughter to me. I've come for her. That's what I'm doing here. Now hand her over.
Oh no, witch! Don't take my baby!
Silence! A bargain's a bargain. You got the lettuce you wanted. I was to have your daughter. She's mine. I know what I shall call her. Rapunzel. That means little salad, for that's how I got her. If you hadn't wanted the salad, I shouldn't have had her.
You shan't have her! You shan't!
You can't take our baby. I won't let you.
No? Alright, you've brought this on yourself. Mother of witches, attend me. Turn these people into stone until I have taken the child that belongs to me away.
Thanks for listening to Rapunzel and the Enchanted Lettuce. I'm Kennedy.
And I'm Peyton.